sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, let's get Bill of Oconomowoc back on the line. We had to cut him off for the ads, but if he's still there. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you were talking about Liz Cheney, and I appreciate it, and give us a little more.
Okay, I congratulated Liz Cheney. I left a message, congratulations for standing up for America. Yesterday, I was up in the Wausau area, and I'm listening to their crazy white right-wing radical people up there. They're still on the Stop the Steal. They're still promoting it across these airwaves. So is Dan O'Donnell. They believe that it was stolen. But when I went on O'Donnell's show, I said this was the largest terrorist act. These people had taken vows to protect the country against domestic terror. They failed. They're radicals. They're extremists. They have to be removed. If we have this and they have Stop the Steal, I say remove the radical right. And if we isolate them, even Fox.
Yep. That is very good stuff, you know, and especially coming from you, because you have a lot of experience, and also you're not wed necessarily to one part of the Democratic Party. That's very meaningful, Bill, and I appreciate your saying that and praising Liz Cheney. You know, the thing about Liz Cheney is I didn't know much about her other than that she was Dick Cheney's daughter initially, and then she got in, she's conservative from Wyoming and so forth. But she has some spine. She has really a lot of spine. She voted to impeach. She's the number three in the House caucus, and she voted to impeach Donald Trump because of the insurrection. And she's flat out and bluntly just said what needs to be said. What you've said is that this the big lie of the Republican Party is assaulting our democracy. She says it. And then in her magnificent speech after they deep-sixed her on a voice vote, to sneak out of having to identify themselves, they deep-sixed her. She holds a press conference. She says, I am not going to, I'll do everything in my power not to let Trump anywhere near the White House. And the Republican Party basically has attacked our democracy. This is a big lie, and I won't stand for it. And the rest of them, except for Adam Kinzinger and a few others, he's magnificent too, guy from Illinois. The rest of these people, they know she's telling the truth. They're servile to Trump because they're afraid of his rock solid core of cultists who vote in the Republican primary and could deny them nominations that they're looking for. They're all sniffing for governor, sniffing for this and that, sniffing for Senate. And that's how they define their existence. Very, very pathetic. Very, very sad. And, you know, Dick of Madison, I want to respond to him. Had a good point about this guy, Clyde, Congressman Clyde from Georgia. Congressman Clyde is the one who said, well, those guys in the insurrection, there was just a tour. It was a tour. Now first of all, it's false. You saw the video. Two people get killed, one trampled, one shot. Another guy, cop, has a stroke the next day. Someone's eyes gouged out, stabbed with a pole. That's not a tour. You knew he was lying. That's the kind of servile thing that you hear, not in the United States, not in Europe. Absolutely right. Clyde, he's bad news. He's one of many who are bad news. Go to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, to be able to see that kind of strength finally show itself in the Republican Party through a person who's third in leadership, I'm starting to show a little bit of the crack in their armor. I don't know how we could ever hope for it to expand beyond Liz Cheney. I mean, everything I'd heard about her, of course, was tainted by the political lens of she's a Republican and we're so partisan we can't see that there's goodness on the other side. But one of the big challenges is going to get people to actually follow. I mean, to surrender themselves to a guy like Donald Trump and throw away any sensibility towards their duty to the country is just beyond me. but I see it every day, even in, you know, I mean, I got a family member who races to the phone first thing in the morning to get her dose of spoon-fed Trumpism, and it's so sad. But thank God that Liz Cheney stood up, and the other individuals that you mentioned as well, and let's just hope that it continues. It's the path to partisan or nonpartisanship that we're looking for. It's just going to be a long time coming with a guy like Trump still out there.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I think what I loved more than anything was she didn't just go groveling and try to get votes and then sniffle around and say, well, that's it for me and all that. No, she got up and she said, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be one of the leaders that's going to take back the Republican Party. And her father's Dick Cheney. Now, I am not a fan of Dick Cheney's. He was one of the hawks who engineered the Iraqi invasion, lying about weapons of mass destruction that really destroyed the balance in the Middle East and created ISIS. All the Sunnis in Iraq were driven out when Saddam Hussein was killed. The new regime persecuted them and they became ISIS and went around the Middle East murdering Yazidis and Christians. The fact is that Dick Cheney is in large part somewhat responsible for that. But we don't have bills of attainder, corruption of the blood in this country, in our Constitution. We don't punish the child for the sins of the father. And she is magnificent. And I think having her leading it, there are well over 100 Republicans, office holders, and former office holders who said they're not going to do a Trump party. They'll look for another venue. They are trying to root Trumpism and the cult out of the party. But if they can't, there'll be a third party. And that's how democracy evolves, because we need two parties. We need them. We need an honest, patriotic conservative party. And we need an honest, patriotic Democratic party. And we have the Democrats, and right now, many of the Republicans, but their leadership kowtows to Trump. And what happened in the 19th century in American politics is, you know, the Whigs fell apart by the 1850s, and there was a blend of abolitionists, nativists, a lot of others, and they got together and they formed the Republican Party. And they were fortunate enough to have Abraham Lincoln as their first presidential candidate, thank God. So something like that could happen again. You may not hear the word Republican Party 100 years from now. They may be like the Whigs. And quite frankly, if there were only one party and it was a Democratic Party, it would slide over towards the authoritarian left. And if there's only one party as the Republican Party, it'd slide over to the QAnon right. You need balance in a democracy. Mexico had one party for something like 50 years and it became corrupt beyond belief. Their leadership is still corrupt, still taking money from drug cartels, some of the senior people. You have to have checks and balances. You have to have checks and balances. So what do you do? What can Liz Cheney do? Well, one thing she can do is win her reelection in 2022. At least get nominated. And if there's a Democrat, great, but there's not going to be a credible Democrat in Wyoming against her. She's got to win that primary. And then when she's back in the House, she has a bully pulpit. And in 2024, I want to see the presidential candidate pick her up, the Republican, as the VP, unless she runs herself. She runs against Joe Biden. She's not going to win. I'm all in with Joe and always will be. But the fact is, let's get the Republican Party out of the claws of the QAnon right, out of Marjorie Taylor Greene, out of Kevin McCarthy, who's servile, subservient, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, little Lindsey Graham, all these people, Mo Brooks, Lauren Boebert, Gomer Gosar, Nunez, Gymnasium Jim Juam, Jordan, Gates until he goes to jail. These are bad news. All these people are bad news. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.